very good afternoon to you. Welcome back to the Sunny Side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is your number one talk news and sports radio station here in Port Harcourt. Welcome back to the show. So, the conversation begins. I had a quite interesting conversation for the first hour, but I guess we'll have to move that till tomorrow. We'll talk about that shortly. I saw a report about a debt profile in Nigeria, and the figures were broken down to the number of people we have in Nigeria. It's hilarious. We'll have to reserve that conversation for tomorrow. But yeah, I would like to ask a question. 25 minutes while we have just 25 minutes for this. Okay, I think we should just have this conversation right now. So let's take a look at the Nigeria's debt profile. So the DMO, the Debt Management Office, as at March 31, 2021, that's the latest update we have on their website. According to their report, they say Nigeria's public debt stock is 33.107 trillion naira. That's about 87 plus billion dollars as at the 31st of March. And this statement was, I mean, it's on their website, Debt Management Office. You can just Google that and check their website for the figures. They say that the total public debt stock, it comprises of the debt stock of the federal government of Nigeria, the 36 state governments, and the federal capital territory, respectively. Now, this debt stock also includes promissory notes in the sum of 940.220 billion naira, which is issued to settle the inherited arrears of the federal government to state governments, also to oil marketing companies, to exporters, and local contractors. The report said that compared to the total public debt stock as at December 31, 2020, there's been a marginal increase. I mean, let's whisper that, of course, there should be. Think about all the money's been borrowing in the past couple of months. You know, that's not even included in this report because this is backdated to 31st of March. According to the DMO, the federal government's share of the domestic debt, it includes bonds, green bonds, etc., that is used to finance infrastructure and other capital projects, as well as the promissory notes. I mean, we have our external debt stock declining as at March, as of December rather, of last year, from 33 point something billion naira, dollars, I beg your pardon, to 32 billion dollars. And that was the redemption of Nigeria by the $500 million euro bond in January this year. But we've had, after that time, after March, we've had quite a number of borrowings and still ongoing currently as we speak. The president of Nigeria was speaking very recently, a couple of days ago, talking about a debt profile, trying to see how most of our debts can be cancelled, permanently cancelled, you know, on grounds of the pandemic, also on grounds of being a developing nation. That was met, as you would expect, by some reaction from a lot of people saying, ah, we don't chop their money now, we won't make it, forgive us of this debt, you know, quite hilarious. But I saw this very interesting post, and I'm going to quickly check that out and share with you. So I saw this very interesting post. The person was analyzing, our debts and how much it is eating deeply into our system. You know, talk about how much you owe China, for instance, a loan, just China, you know, that if you were to calculate those figures, you would be alarmed at how much that would come to. But this person actually went on to say, look, we owe so much to the point that if we were to all repay the money that we owe as a nation, each Nigerian would have the sum of 160 something thousand there plus to repay if we were all to contribute to pay back those loans. And when I saw that, I laughed and I just thought to myself, ain't that funny, you know? But think about it deeply though. On a more serious note, if we were all asked to contribute to repay Nigeria's debts, would you be willing to? So if the government comes and says, come, let's join hands and pay back, perhaps, let's say, for instance, China says, you know what, Nigeria, we need our money tomorrow. You know how when someone borrows you money and then out of the blues, they just call you and say, hey, my guy, how far? I beg that money will I borrow you tomorrow. I need it. I'm fine. I'm giving, you know. So imagine China does that to us, for instance, and says, Nigeria, I'm giving you 1 week to repay the monies that you have borrowed in the past. And Nigeria decides, you know what? I think it's high time that we join hands together as a nation to erase this embarrassment and shame from our faces. Let's repay a debt. And Nigerians are asked to contribute. Would you contribute? Would you be willing to contribute? Funny question. The phone lines are open, so let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Remember that when you do call, to turn on the volume on the radio so we can have a smooth conversation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriela. This is Victory.
Victory, oh, Victory. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Nigeria
want
us to
pay.
When
they
are
collecting
money, they share it to everybody.
Well, there's love in
sharing,
though.
They want us to join our pay. It's not possible now.
Well, the monies they borrowed, they were using the monies to make life better for you. I mean, think about infrastructure, water.
This time around, everything is high, transportation is high, so they took the money, they should pay, so they should not involve anybody because they're the ones that collected the money.
Oh my goodness, Victory, aren't you hilarious? Thank you so much for sharing. 0817-93-0002. 0817-93-0003. You can also call 0817-93-0007 or 0817-93-0009. Good afternoon.
Hi, Nadia.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Miracle calling from Omagua.
Go ahead, Miracle.
Okay, talking about the matter that if we are asked to help Nigeria to repay the money they borrowed. The question is kind of funny because we don't know where the money went to. Because the people who borrowed the money are the ones to pay back that money.
But the monies have been used or are still in use to ensure that, you know, we have the right infrastructure, you know, we can pay our medical doctors, we have good roads, we're still tackling insecurity. That's what the monies are used for.
I don't think we have good rules, though. We don't have good rules. If you come to Omagua now, before you get to the AP, you see a very bad spot in there. So Nigeria does not have any good rules. They know what they use the money for, so they should pay back.
All right. Chimele, good afternoon. Oh, dear. Do well to call back. Mrs. Iron, good afternoon.
Yeah, Gabby, good afternoon. I came across one footage sometimes ago. You know, this malam that used to sell materials. So they asked him, Oga, why are you angry? The man said, I'm provoked. I'm very angry. But this footage, they said, why? He said, look, that President Muhammadu Buhari should not bother about giving out the budget anywhere. He should share the budget and give him his share. He doesn't want road, he doesn't want light, he has generator at home. And I listened to this guy carefully. I said, this is the sense in it. So if China say we should pay them, if Mr. Zion will pay, my sister, I will pay.
Really?
I will pay, yes. I will pay because I'm paying for my stupidity.
Wow.
So watch as these men were looting the three state treasury, I kept quiet. When they were rigging the elections, I kept quiet. When they brought in underage children to vote, I kept quiet. When people were collecting 3,000 naira, including graduates, I kept quiet. So I am paying for my foolishness of keeping quiet when they were raining down this country. It is all my fault. Do you know today, your USSD to collect money from your own bank, is about 7 naira? And your ATM slot on a machine is about 20 naira to 100 naira? Are we not paying already? We are paying already. Look at the high tariffs on Empower bills. The recharge you buy. Look at the high tariff on it. Look at the expensive transportation, items transportation. Now, fuel, look at it. What about the dollar rate. So I will pay so that for once my children will not come and see how their daddy was foolish, keeping quiet when men like him that have one head were destroying this country. I don't want my children to go through this process, I'm telling you. I want to see my children in good school. I don't want them to grow such an environment where there are kidnappers, pedophiles, liars, saboteurs. I don't want them in such an environment. So if paying this money will stop this nonsense, it's not around 60,000 naira, let them be collecting that money from my salary. We will pay them. Mr. Zion,
thank you so much for that. Quite interesting, as I must also say. Ikechi calling from Transomatic. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Gabby. The truth of the matter is that there has been a very high rate of fiscal irresponsibility. So I'll give an example. I am meant to buy a shirt for 8,000 naira. But because I'm in government, I tell you I bought 10 shirts for 1 billion naira. And people get carried away. They're excited that shirts have been procured for our development. But if you divided 10 by one unit, you realize that one of those shirts was bought for 100 million naira. And this is borrowed money. And now you want me to come fund that. Okay, if that's the worst case scenario, it doesn't really make any sense. Because to start with, there should be a process of borrowing that involves the people. What are the people's input in all of this? Did they ask you to borrow? Could the money not have been generated through other means? Because, there's productivity, there's labor, there's economic engagement, all of the activities that have, been carried on through time. But none of those things involve the people. Some government just wakes up and says, we're going to do a road here without any proper quality impact assessment. How does this decision bear down on the welfare of the people? They don't care. And monies keep accumulating through the years from the states, from the local government council. The level of development is not commensurate with the level of money that was borrowed. And then everything just seems lost in the back. Okay? If you look at what is used to develop Nigeria over the past decade, I'm sure you would develop to buy 10 times over. Okay? And so if we saw development that made Nigeria, any part of Nigeria that is, look like the UAE or look like the UK or look like the US, then you would say it adds up to some extent to the amount that is requested. But right now, there's nothing. Someone borrows money to build a road. Okay, I was listening to Azubia this morning, and they were talking about the Osisioma Bridge, and they're celebrating the 6th anniversary of abandonment. But money was borrowed for that bridge. And has the money been put to useful purpose? The answer is no. And then someday, somebody comes back and says, hey, we've got to pay back this money that was borrowed for this purpose that was not fitly appropriated. And I want the people to contribute. It doesn't make any sense. Even if people wanted to contribute, it doesn't make any sense. So for us to talk about repayment, we need to sit down and begin to balance the acts. What is the money used for? What is the unit value of one bed, one bath, the road construction, and very much of wages? What is the unit amount of the road? Now let's come back and ask ourselves, how much was this contract worth? And you would see the alarming rate of waste. My dear, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Really doesn't. Thank you so much for your thoughts. Tony is calling from Oyibo. Good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You see, the problem that we are facing now is not up to the point that our Nigerians realize the salary that the senators and the Federal House of Assembly is taking a few months and was good allowances. Then what are they asking us to pay now? Even you are loading the tax that you are paying from the past, see this point now are increasing. So up to the point that we are not realizing our mistakes from the money that they are paying from Federal House of Assembly and the senators. Now they are crying. Now they are doing money. Then who is going to do that? Who are we going to do that? Is it not ourselves? Thank you.
All right, Tony, thank you so much for that. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp and get back to the calls. ID from Port Harcourt says, good afternoon, Gabby. The truth is that if we contribute such money, it will still end up in some few persons' pockets. So I will not contribute because I'm not even benefiting from the one that they have borrowed. This year says, hope you're doing great. If I am told to pay, I will never, because I haven't benefited from this country. I wasn't there when the president and its people were busy borrowing instead of looking for a way to fix things right. Well, you fix things with money, don't you? Just asking. This here says, many big countries in the world are owing more than Nigeria, which is true, just that they use it to build infrastructure to promote the economy, just as the administration is trying to do. Check out the massive rail projects, refurbishment of airports, Second Niger Bridge, Bonibode Road, school feeding, bailout fund, NPAS scheme, $1,000 each for local government, federal workers, etc. All right, we've got about a few minutes left for this conversation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sister.
Go ahead.
I want to remain anonymous.
Go ahead.
Yes, China demanding for Nigeria to return their money. As they borrow the money, what are the things that we can see with our eyes that they use the money for? So let our president, the vice, the governor, the senate, the house of senate members, and the house of representatives that borrowed the money and shared the money, let them go and pay them. Thank you.
Straight to the point, eh? Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Barista Chimene Mwodi. I think looking at the question you posed this afternoon will actually annoy some of us, especially those of us that are citizens and who are on ground to have watched Nigeria from 1960 till today. Now there is a social contract between the citizens and the government or the elect, as the case may be. The question you should ask yourself, what have you gained from this country? Now, I have been here from my primary school to my university stage and have been paying. The question we should ask ourselves during the NSAS, let me just cite a classical example, during the NSAS saga, some innocent Nigerians who felt that they are sympathetic paid money to federal government to create indemnity for those that have suffered that NSAS. What happened to that money? This is a country where the citizens suffer a lot. And of course, what do you expect from this question? Of course, it will negate, it will annoy most of us. So the question you should ask is that, what have we gotten, even till then, from the military era down till this day? What have we gotten? So I think it will annoy most of us, because even the federal government knows that people will not contribute. Of course, it's only those in their cadre. So I think for me, we have not gotten anything. I don't think anybody is proud to beat his chest to say, look, Nigeria is celebrating, you know, independence. Insofar as this country is concerned, we are suffering and we are mashing, schools are being shut down. So what are the benefits of citizens? So for me, I'm sure your duty of coming out with this kind of question. Because you know at the end, Nigerians will come out with negative answer. That's my position.
I'm guilty. I'm not guilty. I don't even feel guilty. What kind of statement is that? Good afternoon. You'll be our final call.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Go ahead.
I think on this matter, how can they say a citizen should pay 150,000? What made them to borrow such kind of money? What did they do with the money? People are suffering and we didn't see the gain. So for me, I can't pay a single dime when they ask me to pay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for that. A final comment on WhatsApp is from Sadiq from Uniport. He says, good afternoon, Gabby. If actually a country is unable to pay back its debt, what will the country lender do? Can the lending country acquire the borrowing country? Maybe politically, neo-colonization, or economically by dictating how we run the country? Just what will happen? Well, I mean, gone is a time that you will see colonization of any form, you know. That obviously is not something that we look forward to as a nation. We cannot begin to see, because you owe me, I'm going to take over half of Nigeria. That obviously will not happen. Most of the time, you find that some of these debts that developing countries under which Nigeria falls under, we fall under that umbrella of a developing country. Most times, such debts are cancelled. That is, you're free to go. I gift it to you, you know. I dash you. You're no longer owing me, you know. Most of the time, that really is what obtains. Anyway, it's 2 o'clock. Thank you for joining me on the conversation.